like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Summer Marie.
And this is, what else? But it's movie time.
It's movie time.
Summer Marie, one of the reasons I keep inviting you back to It's Movie Time is that you're a woman of words. And as a matter of fact, you're having a volume of poetry published, aren't you?
Yeah, soon.
You teach writing. So my question to you is, our film today, Norman,
yes.
Starring Richard Gere, who makes us all feel little, anybody could age that well. Who is this guy?
He's described as a fixer.
New York City.
Operator. I'm completely confused as to what this guy. I love the part in the movie where he's talking to Charlotte Gainsbourg. She says, what do you do? And he's like, what do you need?
And it took me a while to put him together.
Yeah.
This is what I love this film, because he's complex. It's not easy. At one point, you think, well, he's just this little schlub who wants to ingratiate himself with the power structure of New York City.
Yeah.
And particularly the Jewish culture.
Yeah, like a parasite or something. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I get this kind of humanitarian side of it.
Yeah. I usually am pretty generous. Like, if I know what people are doing, I will go with it. You know, kind of like you.
Yep.
But with this, I struggled with the tone. The ambiguity that was going on was a little, I value clarity. And I think I wanted more of a payoff. Like, so for example, he's trying to woo this dignitary.
An Israeli lower order deputy to a deputy.
Right. Who becomes prime minister. So in wooing him, he buys him these shoes. It reminded me of a man really trying to woo a woman. And I wanted them to build that relationship more.
A small manifestation of the way that Norman tries to work himself into this world of power.
And he's always saying, I know this person, or I can get you in touch with this person. You feel like he's sort of pathetic in one moment, and then you do. You see that humanitarian side, and so you're conflicted, and I love that. That, to me, is satisfying.
Me too. It makes for good narrative. Early on, I thought I was in a Woody Allen film.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a little nebbish character, just like Woody Allen.
Yeah.
You know, with a little bit of Zelig in him. He's everywhere, but he's nowhere because nobody sees him. I came to the conclusion that I really liked that.
Yeah.
That life is like that.
You think that this, you're going about this in a way that you're not, you could never possibly go too far.
Right.
But it, dichotomies, he's in beige, the prime minister is in black, and they're looking in the store window.
Yes, that's a great shot. You have the shoe in the foreground.
I noticed a lot of that, like, dark light side.
Good.
And then the carpet, we always saw the shoes.
There are some minor characters who stand out. Steve Buscemi.
Ugh. I love him.
He played the rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the rabbi needs money desperately
for
their synagogue. He's promising them that he can get the millions for this place. And it's based on his, as you would say, his kind of ephemeral connections, if they're at all.
Yeah.
Promising that he has connections. And frequently, these aren't real. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons that I think we have our challenge with this character is that he lies.
Yeah, it's pathological, though. He almost can't stop himself from wanting to help, even though he does not have the means to do it.
Yeah, yeah. I believe we don't know anything about him. The writer-director, Joseph Cedar, is developing his character there without giving us backstory.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it just needed to be more stark for me, because I don't mind the idea that we've got a character with no past. It's especially someone who's sort of lying, promising things he can't deliver on. He's almost this nomadic guy in the city. He was escorted out of the dinner.
What a great scene.
That was a really good scene.
And he's escorted out.
Yeah, and he goes, well, I think he's come. I'll just wait out here. Like, it's his choice to wait on the street.
I think this is very New York.
Yeah.
I know somebody who. Summer Marie.
Right.
The movie is Norman.
Yes.
What grade would you award it?
I'm going to give it a B minus.
Okay. And with all of its weaknesses, I'm giving it a solid B. I just can't find that many little movies.
Character driven.
And it's New York. And it's Richard Gere.
Yeah.
So it's got a lot going for me.
Great.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. For their details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.